This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. As we get into this hour of the conversation, which focuses on Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine, part of Talkers.com. Talkers Radio is there. Talkers TV is there, surveying the stories, the top. Say it again, Doug. Talk topics of the week. Say that 100 times, Michael. I dare you, as a professional announcer and broadcaster, say that 100 times.
Seashells by the seashore. Remember, twisters were like all the rage.
Yes, they were, and they were fun. People on the radio
don't hear that
were
anymore.
Really good.
Nobody does tongue twisters. You never hear kids doing tongue twisters anymore. And then there are the ones that if you said it wrong, you'd say something dirty, and you'd be all embarrassed.
Right. Yes. Instant information courtesy of Michael Harrison, starting at number 10 in the top category.
The Ray Rice case tied with the Stephen A. Smith suspension. These are sports guys in the news, number 10. Number 9, we have some politics. We have the midterm elections and the 2016 presidential race, usually higher on the survey, but still among the top 10. At number 8, the ISIS campaign. At number 7, the Lerner anti-GOP emails. The number 6 topic is the Ebola outbreak scare. That's disturbing. At number 5, the Flight 17 probe tied with Russian-Ukraine aggression. At number 4, we have immigration policy tied with the Southwest border crisis, basically the same subjects. Gaza Strip violence at number 3. Number 2, we have the House Obama suit vote. And at number 1, the Obama impeachment chatter. And the most talked about people out there, Ray Rice and Stephen A. Smith at number 10, Bashar al-Assad at 9, Lois Lerner at 8. Number 7 is the latest incarnation of Governor Rick Perry. At number 6, Bill and Hillary. Number 5, Vladimir Putin. Benjamin Netanyahu is at 4. Sarah Palin is at 3. She just doesn't go away. And John Boehner is at 2. And Barack Obama is at number 1. Not that Sarah Palin should
go away. Wait a minute. Are you suggesting that Sarah Palin should go away? Is that what you're saying, Michael Harrison?
I just said not that she should. She's a wonderful example of the citizen activist.
Right, she certainly is. She's also a great example of how things get twisted and turned around. And maybe rather than focusing on her, we'll go to number 6 this week, the Ebola outbreak scare. Something that you said was, I forget the exact thing, but I think you said this is scary or something to that effect.
Disturbing.
Disturbing. Okay. So what disturbs me and a lot of other people who actually look and see what's going on here in the world, numbers and reality as to how this is spread versus the news media, which is what we talk about. This is news talk radio. We survey what's happening on the 1,000 news talk radio stations around the country. That's how we come up with these stories each week, listening to the hosts and the radio shows and the programs and the stations. So I'm not suggesting that the lead here is misleading, but it is. In fact, the Ebola outbreak and the fear that's tied to it, which has become basically the mantra of news talk based on what's in newspapers, what's on television, what the news is on the radio, all these things, and they sort of follow the leader. One person does it, and the next one, and then before you know it, everybody says, my God, are we going to get Ebola? Is it going to go around the world and kill everybody? It's so difficult to get Ebola. And frankly, the only people who are really sick are those who have had a direct and lengthy contact with those with whom it started or where it starts over in Africa. You can't get it by breathing the air. You have to have bodily fluids exchanged, sweat, lip, whatever. That it's kind of not unlike what the AIDS virus, how the HIV virus is spread. So these people are being brought back to America to be treated, the Americans that were involved, and people say, no, we don't want them in America. They'll spread the disease over here. And that's the kind of stuff that gets, continuously misrepresented. It is overplayed and overhyped, and what we're hearing is not true. So what is the... What's your verdict on how these things ought to be, not that anybody's going to pay any attention to us, but how ought these things to be handled?
Well, I know. I think that we really should start at the ground level and educate children how to think clearly. I mean, it comes down to priorities. It comes down to context and priorities, mm-hmm. keeping things in context and putting things within a prioritized, scale, so that you know just how dangerous something is. What are the odds? How is something spread? What right. really are the dangers that face humanity? If we really looked at the numbers and we looked at it scientifically and we looked at it based upon the facts, we'd find that we worry about very unlikely things and right. we don't worry about likely things.
You know, that's such you have hit the nail. That is one of the most intelligent things I've heard you, and I've heard a lot of things from you over the years. The danger facing humanity is not what we are focused on, but what we ought to be, in essence, not to paraphrase you, but that's really, I think, what you're saying. And the best example of that is how much the population is growing by leaps and bounds in areas where they can't feed the population now. Where is the water shortage going to be? That's the danger facing humanity. It isn't global warming. It isn't war. It isn't these viruses or diseases. The danger facing humanity is there's too many humans. Can't support these humans on this planet. And so who's talking about that? Nobody.
Well, you know, again, what you're saying now, it could be even debated. But we should have those debates. We should be talking about the important issues based upon an objective analysis of what really is important. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll talk about Ebola, but we don't talk about how many people are dying from smoking cigarettes.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, the amount of people that die due to smoking cigarettes, even now that we're enlightened and you don't see cigarette smoking as prevalently as we did when you and I were growing up, it's a shocking number. The food that we eat and what it does to us and how it shortens life is far greater a risk than being attacked by a terrorist. During the days after 9/11, New Yorkers, and I understand it, I'm not saying that it wasn't important, but there was far more danger of being killed by another New Yorker than there was of, you know, if you see something, say something,
yeah,
which are
right.
signs all over the place of
yeah.
being hit by a terrorist. We just don't worry about the things that really are dangerous, and we create these sensational boogeymen so that, I don't know, we have something to talk about.
Yeah.
The press has something to sell its wares to people. I'm not sure. This strikes deeply into human, you know, the human nature. It's crazy.
It is crazy. Michael Harrison, who's not crazy, along with Doug Steffen, sometimes there's a question about that. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and we're discussing the top stories, the top topics on News Talk Radio as we do every week here at this time.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here's your craft beer drinker's reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer.
Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first 24-hour prescription-strength nasal allergy spray available over-the-counter, has a few facts for allergy sufferers. Fact 1, your symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact 2, antihistamines target only one chemical response. And fact 3, Nasacort stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion. You've got the facts. Now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now, that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. We go through the essence of the stories, the top topics in talk radio, and then pick apart some of the theories, some of the themes here. We've been talking about the Ebola scare. The other essence of what we have, actually, is a lot of material when it comes to understanding Mrs. Lerner. Is it Ms. Lerner or Mrs. Lerner, the IRS agent that ran the department that was supposedly scrutinizing those who apply for 501c3 designation, the CIA leader lying, there are lies. I'm looking at four different stories this week about various governmental operatives lying, and it's blatant. Lerner, blatant. The CIA director, blatant. And how it is that these people don't think they're going to get caught, especially when there's an email trail, how in the is it?
It's arrogant.
People, it really is, and is that part of the political reality, Michael?
Yeah, the word is arrogance. With power comes arrogance, and arrogance leads to sloppiness. Arrogance leads to, getting caught.
So we're all here hooting and hollering about the Chinese. Remember when the Chinese were charged with cyber espionage and the government here was trying to make them look like the bad guys? And to a point, the news media fell into that trap. Oh, yeah, look at these Chinese. Look what they're doing. But when you look at the details, and Eric Holder is going to investigate, and we're going to get to the bottom of this. NBC News headlines. The details of the case and investigation, sanctions against China. What are you talking about? We're doing the same thing, and probably more of it. Right?
That's certainly the revelation of the last 5 years. In terms of the agencies that are designed to protect us, we're losing our privacy. We're spied on by our government. We're also spied on by the people.
So why isn't News Talk Radio supposed to take up the helm to lead the charge? Veterans of every, we certainly had some good radio on the part of a couple of the good radio hosts down in Tucson about what's going on the border. There's been pretty good radio about that. Some of the Texas stations as well. Good in that it's helping people understand what the situation is, but is it making it better? Are people paying any attention? I think that's the question that we want maybe to answer as we continue on our conversation about this. What the heck is going on at the VA? Those sorts of things from the old populist days of News Talk Radio. The stories continue. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Stephan.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Michael Harrison is editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, part of Talkers.com, all the talk experience that you can have there. Some great video of the recent conference in New York City of some of the hosts, some of the movers and shakers that the public likes to see. That's why people like to go to Talkers.com, because they not only can see what the essence is of things like the list, the stories that are important that Michael is able to put together chronologically every week. You see where the big radio hosts are, what they're doing, follow their stories, and then there are some very interesting insights into the people who make it happen as well. That's part of what Talkers Television is about.
Meanwhile, back in the video of you that just went up this weekend introducing Howard Price talking about how stations should be prepared for disasters, and you make a very, very compelling speech about how you would, as a syndicated host, be embarrassed if stations locally did not preempt you when there were disasters, because you feel that that's the primary responsibility of radio, and that you'd even be embarrassed being on sounding oblivious to the fact that there's a flood in the city or an attack of locusts or you know, an outbreak of Ebola, whatever. You're there. So for the people listening, if you want to see Doug make a very interesting speech, he's in the last video, the culmination of the event, the grand finale about being prepared for disaster.
You know, that is something that makes for compelling conversation. It is incumbent on us, it seems to me, to have people who are listening, wherever they may be listening, know that they're safe or they aren't safe. I think that's part of our job. When you wake up in the morning, I'm supposed to tell you whether it's safe or not for you to go outside. And I can do that in a universal sense by talking about some of the issues that affect us nationally. But the local stations that are the backbone of carrying these programs also have, I guess, an obligation is probably the best way of putting it. There is a need and necessity to serve the public, and that hasn't been done as well as it might be done because of a lot of the corporate structure now in ownership of the radio stations and even television stations.
Yeah. And as a result, the public is at risk because broadcast media has always been the first responder, so to speak, to disasters. Remember Tip O'Neill's famous statement, all politics is local?
Okay. Yep.
So, on a more philosophical level, everybody lives locally. Nobody lives nationally or globally. Right. We talk about the national community and the world community, but the fact is we all live in our neighborhoods. We all live locally. If we don't, then we're on some kind of a weird trip because we're not smelling the roses. We're not realizing that we have neighbors. There's a town. There's a downtown. There are streets. There's buses. There are people. There's schools. There are hospitals. You know, you get sick and have to go to the hospital. You suddenly realize, wait a second, I live here. I live locally. Everybody lives locally, and yet the focus of our medium has been so national that we're missing the real action in terms of touching people.
Well, and the other side of it is that people would say, okay, well, all of the things we talk about happen locally somewhere, and I guess that's true, although there's way too much focus on Washington. Look at all of the stories from this week, the Obama impeachment, the Obama suit, the immigration policy decided in Washington, the IRS emails in Washington, the discussion of midterm elections, Washington.
Yeah, well, if we're going to do a survey of the national scene, what's going on in Minneapolis or what's happening locally in Tucson is not going to make it. That doesn't mean it shouldn't be talked about there, and
obviously the
aggregation of information from across the country is going to be national stories. You have to even know how to analyze our statistics.
Yep.
It's a national survey.
Well, but the national side of it is that they have to have it someplace, and there are a lot of times stories that come from Minneapolis that do become.
Obama chatter or whatever it is number one on our survey, that doesn't mean in every individual market, in every individual town, it's number one on those states.
Exactly. Right. That's exactly right. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, continues with us. Another half hour of information on the stories of the week. Discussion of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio continues here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
And now, Katy Perry.
Imagine going on stage without any guitars, or keyboards, drums, or a microphone, and being expected to roar. Tough, right? It's the same with our teachers who are using their own money so students can learn. DonorsChoose.org is a charity that helps teachers get what they need for students to succeed. That's why Staples is donating $1 million to the cause.
Join Katy Perry and donate at staples.com/make-roar-happen.
This hour of the Doug Stephan Good Day program brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. What were you doing 3 weeks ago on Wednesday at 2:30? Can't remember, right? You want to know how to improve your memory? The friends that we've developed at Kamano Island Coffee Roasters, our partners in BuzzBox Coffee, shared some interesting research about the healthy benefits of coffee, and one of them is improved memory. Recent studies by Florida's Alzheimer's Disease Research Center have shown that coffee can aid in short and long-term memory. Healthy coffee like BuzzBox coffee can help increase memory because caffeine in moderate doses has been found to increase the size of the hippocampus. The hippocampus is a small part of the brain that aids in the storage of short and long-term memory. This not only helps you better remember what you did last week, but the research suggests that it also reduces the risk of Alzheimer's. So now you've got another great reason to get what's truly the best of the best when it comes to coffee. USDA certified organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, helps support my Eastleigh farm. Taste the difference and make a difference one cup at a time by getting delicious BuzzBox coffee. To experience your free pound, call 866-456-7805 or simply go to DougStephan.com and click on that orange buzz box on the right hand side of any page.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown. 33 after the hour on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. Michael is the editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine, part of Talkers.com, and I am the host of a number of different radio enterprises aimed at giving you information, advice, having a little bit of fun. Have to figure out what the right blend is for all of these, because we tend to get so serious sometimes. You listen to some of these hosts and you'd think that the world is going to end if people do not hang on every word. What is more important? Wasn't it the old Marshall McLuhan, the medium is the message? It didn't depend on who delivered it, but yet we remember the deliverers. We remember Edward R. Murrow. We remember Walter Cronkite. Other than Walter Cronkite telling us that John F. Kennedy was dead, I can't tell you that I remember any other highlights.
Walter Cronkite was the main guy everybody watched as we were landing on the moon. I think that we no longer have star newscasters the way we did back in the day. Mm-hmm. I think you're right, and there's a lot of reasons for it. Some of them are not like a bad thing. Some of them are.
Yeah, right. But yet we base what we do in News Talk Radio on what the news is presenting. And if the news were presented better, I'm not looking at blame, I'm not suggesting that it's their fault, because I don't deal in fault. I think you just fix the problem. But a lot of these newscasters, radio and television, were paid a lot of money, and there's no money anymore to pay. The big corporate people don't want to pay the kind of dough that they used to pay to establish somebody of authority. So they just get paid, not badly, an average wage, maybe a little above what the norm may be for people working in other businesses. But we don't get paid like we used to.
You know, there's so many more channels, too, and it's not as lucrative. You know, back in the day at Cronkite, there were only really three major network news shows, and they were only on at a specific time. It wasn't this 24-hour news cycle. cycle. Mm-hmm. So they had to be, they were on the shoulders of these people that had to have credibility, and they also had journalistic talent. Those were the days when the news departments were separated from the entertainment departments at right. these networks. There actually was much more separation. Today, news shows have rock concerts on them.
Yeah.
I mean, they do. I always get a kick out of watching like ABC Good Morning America,
yeah.
a presentation of ABC News. It says it right there. It's a presentation yeah. of ABC News, and quite often they'll show you a rock concert performance, you know, in Rockefeller Square or someplace in
The Today Show is the same thing. Yeah, right. Do the same thing.
So our whole approach to the sanctity of journalism, whether or not it was true, whether or not it was, you know, exaggerated, I don't know. But at least we operated under the premise that journalism was a profession that had
sacred.
A certain level of sacred, right?
Yeah.
And now, no. Nobody says, oh, CNN's journalism is much better than someone else, ABC News is. No, it's like, look at the ratings. They stink. Everything is box office. We have evolved to a point in our society where we equate quality with quantitative success.
Right. Look at the stir. I remember seeing a newscast not long ago. The lead story, this was a local Boston newscast. The lead story was Michael Jackson's hologram. This is a lead story in the 11 o'clock shot on, I think it was Channel 4 or Channel 7, Michael Jackson's hologram. How in the name of God is that important at that point? The first, or it might be a good anecdotal at the end of the newscast, but why is that the Michael Jackson lives? You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, that tells you the mindset of the people running that news operation, that they see themselves as information and entertainment, and they want to do what will get ratings, because if they don't get ratings, they lose their jobs. But if they get praised for their journalism and don't get ratings, they still lose their jobs.
Yeah.
It's like making a movie and wanting to win the Academy Award for Best Picture, but failing at the box office.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody makes movies today at the big studios and says, we'll win an Academy Award for fine art. Now, they don't care, unless winning the Academy Award leads to another, you know, 20 grand, 20 million rather, at the box office. I follow this, because even as a kid, I was a huge fan of movies.
Yep.
And I remember how important it was for critics and for the Academy to honor films for quality. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I never went to the movies as a kid based upon what the big box office was. We always went based on critic reviews. This is a good movie. It's got a good review. This movie won 7 Academy Awards. It was, you know, there was a certain amount of focus on the quality of the art. We don't hear that anymore.
Let me go back to the premise that I made a few minutes ago. We all knew who Siskel and Ebert were. We knew who Walter Winchell was, mm-hmm. depending on your age and the era. Who knows, name a critic now that has any real stature. I'm not talking about...
The death of Roger Ebert, that was the death of a certain level of critical intelligence in America.
Yeah, right. I think that's a great way of... that's a wonderful euphemism. Critical intelligence. Those two words seem not necessarily to go together when you check out... Here's another headline, and this was something that I was listening to a station in L.A., and this was the lead story, and then the fellow doing a local program after it, led with Paul Ryan and Jeb Bush. Are they going to meet? Are they going to run for the presidency in 2016? First of all, this is Los Angeles. Neither one of them were in town. This was just taken by some lazy rip and reader who said, okay, according to this study, this guy says this. Now, this is the lead story for Los Angeles? How do you figure that? And then the guy who goes on the air doing a local L.A. talk show picks up on it and talks about Paul Ryan and how great he is and what's his face, Rand Paul, and how great he is, and Jeb Bush is no good. What the hell's that got to do with what's going on in Los Angeles today? Back to what you were saying about before, talking about the localism, and again, I'm sort of biting myself here a little bit, because I'm doing a syndicated program, and I put 300 or 400 people out of work, I suppose. There were morning hosts over, maybe more than that, I'm sure more than that over the years, but and so am I a hypocrite?
No, no, because if you didn't do it, someone else would.
Right, exactly. So might as well be the the last man.
I go through that every time I eat any kind of chicken or fish.
Yeah.
Well, it's already dead.
Right. Yeah, I mean, somebody was going to eat it.
I go through that debate all the time. Mm-hmm. And I sound like a Woody Allen routine here. But, you know, obviously, if you really were a man of principle, you would end your show and say,
right.
I'm doing
I'm
so.
Done. I quit. Right. I'm going to do like. Here's the story of a host. I don't know if you know the story in detail. Jason Lewis, who has done a pretty credible job as being a political talk radio host for the last, what, 10 years? Has he been around that long?
I think at least.
Yeah, okay. So he says he did a syndicated show for a while and that stopped. He was in Minneapolis doing well there by all accounts. And he says, you know what, I want to do something else. I'm going to be leaving as of the August 1st radio show. So then the night before that, the Thursday night before that, about halfway through the program, he just says, you know what, I've had enough of this. He gets up and he walks out of the studio. That's it. The end. And so you wonder
in the middle of the show.
In the middle of the show.
How come I didn't hear about that?
I don't know. I'm
all right. You just won a dozen donuts. Anybody who tells me something about the business that I don't know, they win a dozen donuts.
All right, dozen donuts. I'll look forward to that.
Right.
Now, speaking of radio and the hosts of these programs, the suspensions. The Stephen Smith who was suspended by ESPN, and then the fellow in Boston whose name you know. I don't remember.
Kurt Minicue.
Okay. So this is the latest example of the kind of foolishness that has become too prevalent here based on nobody having any guts and kowtowing to advertisers who just want to be bullies and push their weight around. I mean, both of these guys may have said things that might be considered controversial. The Boston guy more so than Smith. I mean, what did Smith say that was so outrageous? I don't get it when listening to the audience.
Smith was gotcha Smith for saying, you know, that women should not provoke violence in men, that they should, you know, not do it when men are, you know, spouse beaters or woman beaters, that the women should not do anything to provoke that, which is a blame the victim type of thing. What was left out of the report was he opened his statement and closed his statement saying, I never should a man ever hit a woman. I'm not saying right. that a man should hit a woman. Women should never be beaten. It is wrong, wrong, wrong. But when a woman finds herself with a man who has a short fuse and a man who's, you know, losing it, she shouldn't do anything to provoke him. She should, for her own protection.
Yeah, and so what's wrong with that?
Don't ask me. It was taken out of context, and nobody wanted to hear the full thing. It was like, you see, a lot of people go around looking for issues to be angry about.
Right.
A lot of companies, a lot of organizations are in business to find grievances. Mm-hmm. And then when there's an explanation for it, they don't want to know that because it gives them an opportunity to have, you know, righteous indignation, even right. if it's fake.
Give me lawyers, lawyers, lawyers.
Right.
We need more lawyers.
That's because right. we don't seek truth, we seek victory.
Yes, there you go. Truth versus victory. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The truth is coming from Michael Harrison, who's the editor. He's the man who knows. He can't do it. Nobody can. Remember that old chair? Michael Harrison, editor of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. We continue with our Talk Radio review in a matter of moments here.
Talk Radio Countdown.
We're having a baby, so we gotta find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones at the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make homes happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order Genucel right now. Genucel is the all-natural treatment comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Stephan. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order Genucell today. 800-543-9262.
This MultiView special report is brought to you by Nutella. In honor of the 50th anniversary of Nutella Hazelnut Spread, the brand is embarking on a food truck tour that will stop in select U.S. cities from now through October 2014. At each stop on the Nutella Spread the Happy Truck Tour, fans can taste complimentary samples of Nutella with a variety of food pairings while supplies last. Fans will also have an opportunity to show their love of Nutella on social media, play interactive games, and participate in Nutella-branded gear giveaways while supplies last. Eric Berger, Senior Brand Manager for Nutella at Ferrero USA.
We are celebrating the 50th anniversary of Nutella with the Nutella Spread the Happy Truck Tour. From now through October, the Nutella brand is touring cities across the U.S. to share the happiness that Nutella brings with each bite. We are thrilled to celebrate with our fans and give them an opportunity to sample the many ways in which Nutella can be enjoyed.
For more information, visit NutellaUSA.tumblr.com. I'm Wes Benter.
This hour of the Doug Stephan Good Day program brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. Scared of going to the dentist? Did you know drinking BuzzBox Coffee can help you reduce your trips to the dentist and thus save you money? BuzzBox Coffee is complex and it contains naturally occurring compounds like caffeine. It also includes trigonelline, and recent studies have shown it helps defend your pearly whites as it has antibacterial and anti-adhesive properties. This means that trigonelline helps stop cavity-causing bacteria from sticking to your teeth. So now you have another great reason to get what's truly the best of the best coffee. That's USDA certified organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and it helps support my Eastley farm. Taste the difference and make a difference one cup at a time by getting delicious BuzzBox coffee. To experience your free pound, call today 866-456-7805 or just go to DougStephan.com, click on the BuzzBox orange box on any page at DougStephan.com. All right, we have a few moments remaining here on our countdown. Every week we get into these more stimulating talk radio. We get into these stimulating. Isn't it interesting how a word gets overused? It sounds great at the beginning, and then somebody else will use it, somebody else uses it. Now it's,
well, there's one station punchline out there that was called More Stimulating Talk Radio, and now they change it to More Stimulating Conversation because they feel that talk radio is a negative.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not going to say who or where. More Stimulating Conversation as opposed to More Stimulating Talk Radio.
Huh.
Yeah. We're not on talk radio anymore because talk radio is bad.
Yeah, it is. I didn't know that.
It's bad. It's bad. All those nasty people that get in trouble.
Yeah, because of, like, the Smith and or the...
Right. I mentioned angry white men.
Yeah, well, Smith is not white, but he's still...
No, I'm just... Yeah. But the point is, there's so much diversity in talk radio, and there's so many different subjects. And
absolutely.
It's angry white men.
Mm-hmm.
Appealing to an increasingly aging audience that's about to die.
Yes, right, of course. That's it, right. Nobody under 30, if you listen to some of the people in the advertising agencies, listen... talk. I can bring up any number of callers that are on my program and people that send me email, just people I communicate with, that are very low on the experience quotient, and that means they're young. low on the experience quotient. All right, so the final thing I'm going to wrap around your head this week is a report on marijuana that I found to be the most compelling thing I heard on the radio this week. And it sort of flies in the face maybe of what I just said about the local isms and is it important. This was, and I don't even remember now where I heard it. It's probably not important. What it was as a result of all of the focus on marijuana, somebody suggested this week that marijuana be decriminalized nationally. That had become legal nationally, never mind the state by state. But there's a great conversation. And one of the outshoots was to have somebody actually tell how marijuana is created. I found it fascinating. I didn't know that there were flowers on the marijuana plant and that this could be grown as easily as it is. And there are a lot of, there are hundreds of millions of people around the world that are growing this stuff. And only in America does it seem to be treated the way that it's treated. So anyway, I just thought that was an interesting conversation about a really interesting and important conversation, actually, Michael, about an issue of our times.
Yeah. Well, marijuana prohibition is definitely one of the big issues of our time. Mm-hmm. And with the, considering we have no time to get into it, you could do a whole show, a whole series of shows about marijuana prohibition.
But I want people to know that there are, we sometimes you hear some of these things that aren't driven by our conversation, but people are saying it's the same old, same old. There's a wonderful world of information that's there, and you ought to find there are lots of different apps that you can get, TuneIn Radio and Stitcher and stuff. Find other shows around and listen to some of these great hosts around the country that really are, to use the term we used a few minutes ago, very stimulating. Michael Harrison stimulates you every weekend here. Thoughts and ideas about this wonderful format, the News Talk Radio World, part of the overview on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Time now at 53 past the hour for us to investigate the legal aspects of some of the important stories for this past week in the world of News Talk Radio. And here to help me do that is attorney, practicing attorney, and practicing teacher. I always wonder whether you should be practicing both of those things. Did I say it was attorney Stephen J.J. Wegman? I sometimes get off on a hoot here. I don't know. You and I are so familiar with one another. I just start asking questions. I don't even introduce you and tell people who the heck you are. All right. Let's talk about people who get suspended from work and sometimes fired. There's been more and more of this on the radio and television lately. And so I guess the latest, the sports host in Boston and this guy, Stephen A. Smith, both suspended. What is there a contractual provision now for most people who are doing this for a living that either warns them of what they can do or say or what happens if they have infractions or under what circumstances can they be fired? Do most of these people maybe get taken off the air, but they get paid out because their contract doesn't allow for this kind of suspension?
Well, you know, it's all of the above, Doug, because you can go back to when Don Imus was booted from radio. There was no provision in his contract for kicking him off for such a statement, and he ended up getting a large judgment. But since that time, you will find in just about all entertainment and media contracts a provision for anything that is said that can be deemed embarrassing. And this is where the real battle comes between the lawyers and the company when they're writing the contracts as far as how broad it is. It can generally be subject to arbitration that it wasn't being done in a arbitrary manner. But the interesting thing is, yes, there is no question that this is legal, that companies have the right to do it. And in the media business like that, public relations is important. How public perceive the people on the air can affect ratings, can affect advertising. But the even larger question, and this is something I teach my students in media law and, you know, college students getting ready to go out for a job, private companies who aren't even having a large media presence, TV or radio, they can do the same thing, and they are absolutely protected under the law, and it is not considered discrimination. And in today's day of Twitter and social media, people have to be very careful of what they say, even off the job.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney who has legal understanding, legal opinions on some of these issues that we talk about in the News Talk Radio world. Ms. Lerner and her anti-GOP emails. Is this woman's goose cooked? Does she have a legal leg to stand on when it comes to lying to Congress or the other people of the IRS who have been lying to Congress? You got to wonder. I mean, look at all the lying, the CIA thing from this week and the lying by the director there. I mean, but this lying on top of lying on top of lying. Who pays the penalty for this?
That's a good question. In the instance of Lerner, the emails which she did are certainly embarrassing. However, they do not necessarily form a basis for saying that there was discrimination in the IRS processing of these applications. But it doesn't make her look good. On the other hand, there have been some real twistings and manipulatings of the truth by people at the CIA and the NSA. That's very, very troubling, and it's going to be interesting to see how that shakes out.
Well, there ought to be a lot of lawsuits. The problem is you and I as taxpayers pay to defend these people. Speaking of that, under the circumstances, this yak about impeachment, which is nonsense, House vote, the lawsuit doesn't seem to be, although the Democrats want you to think that it's frivolous. It does. That has a little bit of merit or not?
That one does, you know, and even Congressman Paul Ryan, and, you know, as strong and conservative a Republican as you can find, he doesn't look at the issue of impeachment. Nothing has been done for high crimes and misdemeanors. But there is a legitimate question, and this has been going on for quite a while, and not just President Obama, but he's been taking it further, of the extension of presidential powers and whether the president is exceeding them. This is something that I think, whether it happens in this case or not, is going to end up at the Supreme Court sometime, and it's going to very, very much make, it'll be dependent upon the political makeup of that court, because I could see this kind of a lawsuit winning out in the present Supreme Court by a 5-4 vote.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and there are other circumstances when you get right down to it. There are all kinds of examples. The border situation is another one. It's going to be challenged 85 ways from Sunday. There are all kinds of things that are being pursued that some think are illegal. We got all these advocacy groups, et cetera, et cetera. Stephen J.J. Wiseman with legal opinions on the big stories of the week. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay Sound and Recording.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex. plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine of education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.